Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. Good evening. I'm Deborah Becker. For years, prisoners at one of Massachusetts' largest prisons have described the water there as smelly and looking like black tea. State correction officials acknowledge there's a problem, though they say the water meets state standards for potability. They also say they are installing a new treatment system at MCI Norfolk. Some prisoner advocates say they've heard that before, so they formed a coalition to get bottled water to prisoners. But they say that's hit a snag because a prisoner who was distributing the water was put in solitary confinement. We spoke about this with Christine Mitchell, who's a Harvard doctoral student in public health and a member of the coalition called Deeper Than Water, and was someone who knows firsthand what the water at MCI Norfolk is like, Greg Diachenko. He spent almost three decades there for murder. He was paroled in 2014, and Diachenko says the prison water started changing during the 1980s.
It was just a tinge of yellow, but there was always a very strong odor of chlorine that they were pumping into the system. And just gradually over the years, the water started turning from the yellow to what it is today. It's basically brown on most days.
It's brown water.
It's brown water.
You're working with this group, the Deeper Than Water Coalition, to try to improve the water there. And the Boston Globe actually reviewed state records, and those showed that water samples at MCI Norfolk since 2011 had high levels of
manganese.
Right. What are some of the health risks associated?
So the health risks of manganese with elevated levels can bring on symptoms of like Parkinson's disease, tremors, things like that.
But also the Norfolk Inmates Council put together a report about some of the health impacts that they saw, that they felt were related to the water there. And that includes things like skin lesions, rashes, gastrointestinal issues.
Let it be known that I suffered from gastrointestinal issues for many, many years in there.
And this was, you noticed, you believed that it was related to the water.
Of course it was related to the water. Mm. Water and the food, you know, the terrible food that they serve all the time. Everybody had gastrointestinal issues.
And did folks complain about it to DOC?
Of course they did. There have been many grievances filed about the water over the past several decades.
Mm. So it's my understanding that the prison officials say that they are, in fact, trying to improve the water system there, that it's a $5 million system upgrade that should go online this year. Christine, do you know about that?
Yeah, so they're saying it should go online by May of this year. I think we have a little bit of skepticism about that because they've been saying that for 6 years now. The Department of Environmental Protection in Boston asked the DOC to fix the water system 6 years ago.
So there is someone who's serving a life sentence at MCI Norfolk, and I believe, what, about half of the people incarcerated at MCI Norfolk are serving life sentences, right? So this gentleman, Waylon Coleman, was buying bottled water and keeping it in his cell to give it to other inmates so they would have clean water. He was put in solitary confinement. Was it just because of the purchase of and the amassing of bottled water in his cell?
His disciplinary ticket that the DOC gave him says that it was for having contraband in his cell. He had a number of cases of water in there to distribute.
Prison officials say, you know, inmates, this is the rule. Inmates not allowed to amass large amounts of anything, including water, right? They say that actually it was the Deeper Than Water Coalition that put Mr. Coleman in this position. Was there another way to do this, going by the DOC rules?
First of all, people in the community shouldn't have to be put in a position to raise funds to provide water for people incarcerated in our state prison system. You're in the care and custody of the department. They're supposed to provide health care, dental, nutritional food. Anywhere, anybody will tell you that you need clean drinking water to survive.
The folks inside are human,
they're
know.
Human.
And
yeah.
So they deserve
they do.
The basic human rights that we all have out here, too. We don't trust that the DSU would have done what they should have. We know that they have the money and the resources to provide clean water, and they haven't done it.
One thing, when I talk with you, Greg, you know, we spoke shortly after you were paroled. I wonder if you worry about retaliation.
It's gone through my mind, okay? But I pay taxes out here. I'm a taxpaying citizen. I work. I attend programs and try to live most exemplary life as possible out here. And I think I have a First Amendment right to speak up when I see injustices or people being hurt in some way. I served 34 years in the department, and I grew up with people in there. They're like family in there, a lot of the guys. I don't want to forget them.
Greg Diachenko, thanks very much for joining us in the studio today.
You're welcome.
Christine Mitchell, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
Christine Mitchell is a Harvard doctoral student and member of the coalition Deeper Than Water. Greg Diachenko served almost 30 years at MCI Norfolk. 40-year-old Wayland Coleman, the prisoner who was distributing the bottled water, was released from solitary confinement today, according to his family. A DOC spokesman says the department cannot discuss specific inmates, but says no prisoner would ever be placed into segregation just for hoarding water. DOC says that $5 million water treatment system, which was mandated by state environmental officials, is slated to go online May the 1st.